In May of 2018, the Oberlin College class of 1968 gathered for our 50th reunion. We went to concerts and panel discussions and dinners, but mostly we just talked and talked. And then, late on a Sunday afternoon, we gathered to remember our classmates who were not there, friends who had died over the 50 years since we graduated. Bryant Dennison.
Life is short, and we do not have much time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind.
Stephanie Kaza.
So we're going to start with a kind of swinging hymn that speaks to what we're trying to do here. Comfort each other, sing together, dance together, keep the flow of life moving along together. And I think you'll pick it up pretty quickly. So we'll listen to it once through with Amy, and then we'll start it right off.
Amy Rothstein played the piano. Gideon Shine.
In the rising of the sun and in its going down,
we remember them.
In the blowing of the wind and in the chill of the winter,
we remember them.
In the opening of buds and in the rebirth of spring,
we remember them.
In the blueness of the sky and the warmth of the summer,
we remember them.
In the rustling of leaves and in the beauty of autumn,
we remember them.
In the beginning of the year and when it ends,
we remember them.
When we are weary and in need of strength,
we remember them.
When we are lost and sick at heart,
we remember them.
When we have joys we yearn to share,
we remember them.
So long as we live, they too shall live, for they are now a part of us.
And the next part of the service is a period of reflection with music that Amy will play, and also a chance for you to honor somebody that you may have lost. It could be a classmate, it could be somebody else in your life. Service is this sung litany of names, and Mark Schomer and I will sing these names for you, and I ask your forgiveness if we stumble over pronunciation here and there. And after each person's name, you are going to sing, "You Are Not Forgotten."
Stephanie Kaza and Mark Schomer.
You are not forgotten.
Robert Royce.
are not forgotten.
Robert Hoffman,
you are not forgotten.
Donald Ross,
you are not forgotten.
Karen
Grotz
Murphy,
you are not forgotten. Marianne Baker,
you are not forgotten.
Douglas Trentum,
you are not forgotten.
Gilbert Lane,
you are not forgotten.
Wendy Wilcox Pillsbury,
you are not forgotten.
Anne Clark Finn,
you are not forgotten.
Dennis Cleveland,
you are not forgotten.
Robert Plowman,
you are not forgotten.
Daryl Elam,
you are not forgotten.
Walter Lee,
you are not forgotten.
Aaron Kindergarten,
you are not forgotten.
Louise Myers Hartman,
you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten.
Eleanor Johnson,
you are not forgotten.
Geoffrey,
you are not forgotten.
Rebecca Stamper Lytle,
you are not forgotten.
Ronald Grimes,
you are not forgotten. David Carty,
you are not forgotten.
Nancy Brown Siles,
you are not forgotten.
Joel Shook,
you are not forgotten.
David Crosby,
you are not forgotten.
Elizabeth McLaughlin,
you are not forgotten.
Richard Wilson,
you are not forgotten.
William Brashear,
you are not forgotten.
Wesley Disney,
you are not forgotten.
Roshan Goraya Schumer,
you are not forgotten.
Richard Helen,
you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten.
Linda Ziske Fisher,
you are not forgotten.
Mary Morris Halliburger,
you are not forgotten.
Robert Rossi,
you are not forgotten.
Nicholas Wilbersheen,
you are not forgotten. Sanford Line,
you are not forgotten.
Edmund Stiles,
you are not forgotten.
Gary Rosen,
you are not forgotten.
Susan Grigg,
you are not forgotten.
Led Coleman Govanhouse,
you are not forgotten.
Christina Shorting Darter,
you are not forgotten.
Joyce Roberts Mack,
you are not forgotten.
Carl Sohn,
you are not forgotten.
Jacob Spell,
you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten.
Meryl Morrison Farrell,
you are not forgotten.
George Shook,
you are not forgotten.
Isaac Green,
you are not forgotten.
Mary Grant,
such a good man.
You are not forgotten.
Marilyn Rowe.
You are not forgotten.
Gayetri Le Shilber.
You are not forgotten.
Elizabeth Bedford Grau. Emily Gerhard Keeler.
You are not forgotten.
John Morrison.
You are not forgotten.
Carl Bowman.
You are not forgotten.
Scott Hatterman.
You are not forgotten. You are not forgotten.
Peter Bakudis.
You are not forgotten.
Mary Bossy.
You are not forgotten.
Ludgallery Schubert.
You are not forgotten.
Gerhard Zeri Schulten.
You are not forgotten.
Susan Gardner.
In the struggles we choose for ourselves, in the ways we move forward in our lives and bring our world forward with us,
it is right to remember the names of those who gave us strength and the source of living. It is right to name the power of our lives well lived.
We share a history with those lives. We belong to the same motion.
They too were strengthened by what had gone before. They too were drawn by the vision of what might come to be.
Those who lived before us, who struggled for justice and suffered injustice before us, have not melted into the dust and have not disappeared.
They are with us still. The lives they lived hold us steady.
Their words remind us and call us back to ourselves. Their courage and love evoke our own. We, the living, carry them with us. We are their voices, their hands, and their hearts. We take them with us, and with them choose the deeper path of living. Amen.
Amen.
I'd just like to invite a chance for us to be together in this community as we look around for a period of silence, thinking of these words that Susan has read and the names that we recited and the people that we feel with us in the room right now. So I'll ring a bell and then a closing bell. A chance to honor our own tears and our own friendships and the true love that we feel for many of these people. Echoes of the bell are the echoes of their lives and thoughts and love that they shared with us. So we just have one more celebratory song to honor them. And I know you will have heard this or sung it somewhere. Shalom Haverim.
Shalom, 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 Shalom.
Joan Erickson was the wife and colleague of the psychologist Eric Erickson. This is a poem she wrote for Eric Erickson's memorial service.
Brian Dennison.
The word hope, the learned say, is derived from the shorter one, hop, and leads one on to leap. Plato, in his turn, says that the leaping of young creatures is the essence of play. So be it. To hope, then, means to take a playful leap into the future, to dare to spring from firm ground, to play trustingly, invest energy, laughter, and one good leap encourages another. On, then, with the dance. And may the source of strength who blessed the ones before us help us find the courage to make our lives a blessing. And let us say, amen.
Amen.
Amy Rothstein concluded with the African-American spiritual, There is a Balm in Gilead.
Attention, your open hearts for this time together. This brings what we plan to a close. We invite you to stay around and talk. And a special thanks to the people helped. Susan did a lot of the planning along with Amy and our readers, Gideon and Bri added, and Mark for singing. Thank you, everybody.